Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, ano paye wiye ye nyumre ye dawase. Yade na siya eni kabia ene ma udin konkrono. Yesha udin konkrono eni manyam. Jiwa ye ye, jiwa nase, jiwa nkanfo. Jesus, dawase. before Yami. Every time I know not in me call, not in me ba. Ah, Jesus. Me near a dinama, me nini nama mi siro. Nyame, it's an sewa no no di enko no di emma. Baby, I beko biya o ni ena. Demi nera di na ma misiro. Akwe ni nemo, era di di en, o di en tata. Ye di a ti da bema, ye di fo. Nyame, wa no no di enko no di emma. Say any radina my and surobia Aqua Ninamo Eradidi and Tata Yedia Sidabama Yedifo Nyame.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus.
Yedia Sidabama Jesus. Menina na mo misro. Osumo, ayemo. Yanene na nam. Yedi atida bama. Mijifo. Nyami. Aji. Fubi. And qua is the no ma run away no be or Jeff will be Abba na nidi 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 and qua.
Bye. and they are the home. Mighty rushing wind blows. Hey, hey, let the fire fall. Your fall, let your presence fill the land.
Let the fire fall.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh. Let the fire fall.
Let your power come on the earth. Soon on the energy.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Hallelujah, Father, we bless your name. Hallelujah, we praise you, Lord. We worship you. Hallelujah, we exalt the name of Jesus. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, Lord, where would we be? So we thank you, God, for all that you are doing in our lives. Thank the Lord for all that you will do in our lives. And thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us. Father, we bless you and we praise you. Father, we thank you for your grace and for your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. Oh, God, we bless your name. Father, we adore you. We worship you, oh, God. Let the morning bring us news of your unfailing love, oh, God. We bless you, O God. Hallelujah. We adore you, O God. If it had not been the Lord on our side, where would we be? But God, you are the glory. You are the lifter of our head. We thank you, Lord, that when the enemy came against us like a flood, you raised up a standard against the enemy. We thank you, Lord, for protecting us even when we were not aware of it. Thank you, Lord, for making a way where there seems to be no way. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, that you are with us just like you were with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Thank you, Lord, that you are with us, that you will never leave us. Even when we go through the valleys, you are there. When we go through the fire, you are there. Oh, Father God, you are there. When we're up, you are there. When we're down, you are there. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your comfort. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving us beauty for ashes. Oh, we thank you, Holy Spirit, for the oil of joy, the oil of gladness, the spirit of heaviness, the garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. We thank you, Holy Spirit, and we bless your name. Father, every day is a day of thanksgiving. When you look back over your life and see what the Lord has done, oh, you can say is thank you, Jesus. And so, Lord, this morning and every second of our lives, we want you to know how much we love and appreciate you. Abba, Father. Father God, the world will let us down, but you are always there. Hallelujah. You are the Lion of Judah in the lion's den. Oh, God. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, for being that fourth man in the furnace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord, for saving our children and our grandchildren. Oh, God, from the hands of the enemy, oh, God. Father God, we thank you that you are with them as they go back and forth to school, back and forth on the playground, in the name of Jesus, wherever they go and wherever they are. Father God, you always and you will always protect our seed, our children, oh God. And so, Lord, we appreciate you. We appreciate you from the bottom of our heart. Most importantly, Jesus, we thank you for the ultimate sacrifice you made on the cross to set us free. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. Hallelujah, we thank you for your faithfulness and your kindness. If I had thousands and millions and trillions of tongues, it is not enough to say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, we bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, we praise your name, Jesus. What the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell it all. Hallelujah. You are faithful. You're kind. You are loving. Oh, God, we thank you for your wisdom, godly wisdom. We thank you for revelation. And, Lord, we thank you for understanding. We thank you for wise counsel, oh, God, that comes from the Holy Ghost. The Lord, for taking the scales of our eyes to walk by your spirit. We thank you, Lord, for taking the wax out of our ears so that we can hear your voice and follow after you. We thank you, Lord, for perfecting all that concerns our lives and the lives of our children. We thank you, Lord, for breakthrough and blessings, oh God, in the name of Jesus, so that your name can be glorified and honored. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name that all your promises are yes and amen. We thank you, Lord, for our children and grandchildren. We thank you, Lord, for our nieces and our nephews, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for great-grandchildren. We thank you, Lord, for the seeds of our seed, Father God. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for our spouses, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for our siblings, our nieces, our nephews, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for our cousins, our family members, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for our friends, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for friends, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for each and every one under the sound of our voice and their families, oh God. We bless your name, oh God. We give you the glory. So, Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And, Lord, we ask for your mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, oh God. Forgive us of all that we've done that are not pleasing to you. We have sinned and fallen short of your glory. And so, God, we ask you for your mercy. Your mercies are new every morning, oh God. Be merciful unto us. Have mercy upon our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Have mercy, oh God, upon us, oh God. Hallelujah, oh my son, Lord, be merciful unto us in the name of Jesus. And so we say, mercy, 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 mercy. Hallelujah. Mercy, oh God. Your mercies are new every morning. Forgive us of sin, of omission and commission, O God. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus wash and cleanse us, O God. Oh, the blood that gives us strength, O God. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. We cover our environment in the blood of Jesus, the airways, the cypresses, the networks. In the blood of Jesus, we cover this service in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. Father God, we claim our healing through the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus heal us, oh God. Deliver us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we invoke the covenant that is in the blood of Jesus. Let it be activated and manifested in our lives. Oh, Father God, we release the blood of Jesus in our environment, in our children's and grandchildren's environment and great-grand environment in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Every cell, every tissue, every organ, every sister, it's the bodies in the blood of Jesus. In our physical bodies, every cell, tissue, organ, system, in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the healing and the deliverance and the restoration that is in the holy blood of Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you are a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, oh God. You are a wall of fire around our spouses, our grandchildren, our children, oh God. You are a wall of fire around our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. around each and every one of us, and the glory within us, oh God. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Oh, we put the armor on our children and grandchildren. We put the armor of God and the armor of light on our nieces and our nephews. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, the armor of God and the armor of light upon our spouses. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, upon ourselves. Hallelujah, the armor, we put the full armor on, oh, God. Upon our children and grandchildren, upon everyone that is connected to us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We are your sons and daughters, oh God. So, Father God, we put your armor on, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Oh, God, we ask you, oh, God, to send your holy angels to do your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. So war on our behalf, oh, God, we thank you for victory in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that your holy angels be with us 24/7, oh, God. Be with our children, our spouses, our grandchildren, our siblings, our nieces and nephews, oh, God. 24/7, the holy angels that are assigned to us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for divine angelic assistance. Thank you, Lord, for your fresh oil, your fresh anointing. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for the refreshing in Christ. Thank you, Lord, that we drink from the river of life. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for that fresh manna daily, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that your strength is made perfect in our weakness. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your grace. We thank you, Lord, we bless your name. Father God, we give you glory, hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven, oh God. Let it rain, oh God, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Rain your blessings upon our lives in the name of Jesus. Father God, break up the ground, the fallow ground in the name of Jesus. Let the rain from heaven fertilize, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Fertilize the soils in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come against every plan of the enemy in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we cancel it through the resurrection power that's in the blood of Jesus. Father God, we superimpose God for our plans and purpose for our lives. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for discernment, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the fruit of the Holy Ghost working in our lives. We thank you for developing the fruits of the Holy Spirit in our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord, that we can keep our eyes on you. Uriyama Sadaria Kuriyama said for divine focus in the name of Jesus. You said in your word that you will keep us in perfect peace. Not partial, not 99.9, but 100% perfect peace. Whose mind I stayed on you. So, Father God, we pray that the Holy Spirit on you, oh God, and do what you have called us to do. so that we may not be distracted by the things that are going on in the world, but keep our eyes on you and do your biddings, things that you have called us to do in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for winning every battle for us. We thank you, Lord, that we can claim our spiritual inheritance in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for snatching our spiritual inheritance from the hands of the enemy. We thank you, Lord, that we walk in truth. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the life. And so, Father God, we thank you that we walk in your truth. Oh, God, you are the light of the world. We thank you for breakthroughs. We thank you that all your promises are yes and amen. We thank you, Lord, for restoring our relationship with, oh, God. And we thank you, Lord, that we will grow in you, that we will walk in the fullness of the blessings of Christ Jesus. We thank you for the wisdom. We thank you for understanding and revelation. We honor you and we bless your name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. He's wonderful. Hallelujah. Counselor, mighty God, mighty God, Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. And so we just want to say thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Good morning to those of you that are just joining us this morning. We say good morning in Jesus' holy name. There is a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. God is speaking to us this morning. And as he speaks to us every day of our lives, is if we're listening. Hallelujah. How do you know you're listening? Do you know the voice of God? Hallelujah. You know the voice of God by knowing the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is there to lead and to guide us. Hallelujah. So we thank God for the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We lift up the parents. Let's just pray for the parents of those that lost their loved ones in Texas. Father, we pray for the families and we pray, Lord, that they will be comforted in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to intervene. Let all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Father, heal them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray that you will intervene concerning the guns, getting access to guns so easily, that you will intervene. Oh God, we turn the whole school over. People lost their children and teachers and passed away. Oh God, heal the families. Heal this nation. Oh God, we don't forget those in Ukraine. Oh God, we continuously lift them up in prayers also. Father God, you know everything that is going on. Lord, people have been displaced, lost their homes. There's so many things that's going on that even the media do not say it. But Lord, we have not forgotten those people in Ukraine. Father God, we pray for your divine intervention in the name of Jesus. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done. Oh God, in the nation of Ukraine, oh God, we pray for the president, his wife, and his family. In the name of Jesus, oh Father God, give him that wisdom that you gave Solomon. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we also pray for salvation to move through that nation. Salvation that the Holy Spirit would touch the hearts of those who do not know Christ in Ukraine to come into the saving grace. Those who do not know Christ in Russia, starting from the president, they will come. Saving grace, oh God, it is your desire that all men be saved. But you so love the world. You are no respecter of persons. Salvation, oh God, let it come to the people of Russia. Then let there be a revival that will sweep over that nation, oh God. Let there be a revival that will sweep over Europe, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that will sweep over, oh God, Asia, in the name of Jesus, oh God, let there be a Holy Spirit revival, oh God, that will sweep over this nation, a Holy Spirit revival that will sweep over North Africa, South Africa, East Africa, West Africa, Central Africa, Father God, the islands of Africa, oh God. Let there be a revival, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, help us to love as you love. Help us to forgive as you forgive. Help us to continuously walk in your truth. We shall know the truth, and the truth will set us free. So we bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We pray amen and amen. I want you to know the value of being an intercessor. Intercessor standing in the gap. Hallelujah. For the children of God and for wickedness that is roaming through the earth. Hallelujah, standing in the gap and praying. I'm not talking about those that not focus on true praying. I'm talking about those that really focus, because when you are truly focused, it's not just your family members. You pray for nations. You care for those that you don't even know that are suffering. Those in the world. It's not me, myself, and I. When you are a true intercessor, you care. You in you that spirit of sensitivity and compassion. That even when you look on the news and you see what's going on, you will pray. When you hear stuff in your neighborhood that things are going on, you will get into your prayer position and pray. Even when you do not know, sometimes the Holy Ghost will wake you up in the middle of the night and tell you get into the position of prayer. And sometimes you will drop names in your spirit that you have, don't even know those persons. And you begin to go into intercession like you would do for yourself or your children because you want to go deep. Hallelujah. Because God did not wake you up just to look around your home. He woke you up to get in the position for prayer. And sometimes this prayer, it might be for yourself. Sometimes it might be for your nieces and your nephews or your siblings or your grandchildren and grand. And you don't know. God is calling you to wake up, everybody. Wake up. It's time for the church to wake up and stop sleeping and stop slumbering and stop doing things as usual. Hallelujah. Wake up. Let us pray for one another. Let us be our brothers and sisters keepers. Do not say because there's no war. The war is in Ukraine, so it cannot come to you. Or the war is in this. It doesn't affect you. Believe me, it's affecting you because prices are going up. It's affecting your pockets financially. So you think it is. Hallelujah. No man is an island. So instead of we complaining about prices, we need to get into prayer and pray for the Lord to intervene in these things that's happening. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He can intervene. He can turn it around. And there can also, even if it's God's will, there can be a delay. The word will come to pass, but there can be a delay if we could come together in unity, in oneness, and pray. God is calling the intercessors and the prayer warrior to pray. Hallelujah. To focus and pray. Hallelujah. Not just to talk about prophetic words. You spoke prophetic words. I spoke. But to pray, because when God gave prophetic words, it's for us to pray. Hallelujah. And pray and do be so excited if what you prophesy on is happening and people are suffering and dying, then you are not a true prophet of God. Because if you are a true prophet, when God tells you what is about to take place, prophetic intercession should take place. You can stand in the gap. Moses stood in the gap. Hallelujah. Elijah stood in the gap also. Hallelujah. Instead of just wishing that it will happen. So what? God is calling us into a place of prayer, a posture of prayer. Hallelujah. You see, it's okay if it's not happening to us, but when it reaches whom, your tone of voice change. Because now it's affecting your relative directly. No, even when it's not affecting your relative, your children, your grandchildren, stay in that posture of prayer. Jesus woke up early before it was dawn and went into his posture of prayer daily. He left his disciple and went to a place, a quiet place to pray. Not only praying to God, but learning to listen to what he's speaking to you. It might not be the popular thing that everybody wants to hear, but just begin to put your trust in God. Hallelujah. And let's get into the position of prayer. God is looking for true intercessors, prophetic intercessors that are not selfish, that will pray, and their God is looking for true intercessors that will pray, prayer warriors that will not be selfish. Hallelujah, that will pray for one another. Hallelujah. That person's weakness might be your strength. So you do not need to capitalize on others' weakness. You pray for that person. Pray for yourself. Pray for that person. Because there, God made, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And everybody has their own uniqueness. It might not look like uniqueness to you, but we cannot continuously bring one another down to words. It's not the right thing. We have to come together and pray. Hallelujah. In love, in unity, in oneness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Pray and ask God. We can't just pray. Got to be able to forgive one another. Hallelujah. As we go into prayers, hallelujah, so our prayers can be answered. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, are you ready to put your plate down? If God says, will you turn your plate down and pray, are you willing to do that? Try to pray for this nation and that nation, this person that you've never met. Are you willing to do that? In Isaiah 59:16, he saw that there was no man. He was amazed that there was no one to intercede. Is there no one to intercede? There's no one to intercede when it's all about us. So his own arm brought salvation and his own righteousness, hallelujah, sustained him. Isaiah 59, verse 16, hallelujuah. God is looking for intercessors and prayer warriors. Hallelujah, that can stand in the gap. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready to pray? Don't be distracted. Hallelujah. Focus on God. Lord, how do you want me to pray for the nation of Ukraine? How? God will show you what he wants you and how he wants you to pray. Hallelujah. Lord, how do you want me to pray for the next door neighbor? He will show you. And if he doesn't show you, you pray in the spirit. And you pray for God's perfect will to be done. But he usually, and I'm 100% sure he tells you how to pray. Oh, it can't be so. God sees and God knows what's going on in that home. You don't know, but God knows. So if he tells you go on a 7-day fast for your neighbor, are you ready to go on that 7-day fast for your neighbor? Or you will just stop to fast at 12 midday. But you can fast for your children and your husband for 7 days. But if the Lord tells you to fast for a next door neighbor for 7 days, can you do it? Or will you look for excuses? You don't know the person. For God saying to fast and pray for that person. Hallelujah. Don't stop your fast at 12 because you wouldn't stop your fast at 12 for your family. God says go to 6 to 6. God says only drink water through the time of fast. God tells you to do it. Hallelujah. Please let us stand in the gap as prayer warriors and intercessors. I am that I am, Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. This ministry is called to prayers. And in Ezekiel 22, 30 to 31. Hallelujah. 30 to 31. He wants us, he's looking for intercessors, those who will stand in the gap before the Lord, interceding on behalf of their wicked nation, so that I may show mercy instead of wrath. Hallelujah. Abraham stood in the gap for Sodom and Gomorrah. He stood in the gap. Moses stood in the gap before God. Hallelujah. We need to stand in the gap and intercede. Only God can change the hearts of men. Stand in the gap for this nation. Hallelujah. We need to have more prayers going up for the president of this nation, for those in the Congress, for those in the White House. Pray for the president. Pray for his family. Pray for the vice president. Pray for her family. Look, there's a lot of things that they have on their shoulders. They have to make decisions. And some of these decisions can either mess the world up or bring the world together. There's a lot of burden to be a leader. So why not stand in the gap and pray for our leaders? Hallelujah. Father, we bless you and we thank you this morning. We lift up our leaders in this nation. We lift up the president and his wife and family in the name of Jesus. We glory, Father God. We lift up his children and grandchildren, oh God. Father God, his immediate family. Father God, we ask you to bless and touch them in a special way. Be a wall of fire around them and the glory within. We cover Joe Biden with the blood of Jesus, his wife with the blood of Jesus. Father God, his children and grandchildren with the blood of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you dispatch more holy angels to be with them, guiding and protecting them. We come against every form of sickness in the name of Jesus. Father God, by the strength of Jesus Christ, if there's anyone in the family that's sick, we speak healing to their bodies. We command their bodies to come into holy alignment with the word of God. By the strength of Jesus, they are healed. Father God, we pray, oh God, for the vice president and her family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the Congress, with the United States Congress. We pray for the states, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, let your will be done in us as it is in heaven. Let us be able to stand before your throne of grace. Help us to forgive as you've forgiven us. Love as you love us, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. Deliver our children and grandchildren, seeds of our seeds, from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory. Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. Have a wonderful and blessed day. Pray for someone as the Lord drops it in your spirit. It doesn't have to be someone you're familiar with. Hallelujah. God bless you.